Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's voice. Good to have you here for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, new polling from Gallup shows the majority of Americans believe President Trump will win re-election in November, even as polls show him trailing Joe Biden both nationally and in key swing states. Number two, the final debate of the season is here tonight. You probably knew that, with a presidential antagonist as the moderator and a mute button to keep the candidates on a short leash this time around. Of course, this is all a joke, and the topics have all so been changed. And number one, the FBI, the DOJ, and the DNI all say that the laptop computer left behind in a Delaware repair shop is Hunter Biden's, and it's the real thing. And now it's not only in the hands of the FBI, but the Delaware State Police are investigating whether or not it contains images of underage girls, possibly involving child pornography. Now, the president tonight might do better to focus on the economy and building America back. He might. But make no mistake, he's going to mention Hunter Biden and the dirty deals. Because in a breaking exclusive last night on Fox News, we learned a tremendous amount of new information about the laptop. The FBI subpoena of the laptop and hard drive belonging to Hunter Biden, at least that's what we believe, came in connection with a money laundering investigation late last year. That, according to documents obtained by Fox and verified by multiple federal law enforcement officials and agents who reviewed them, it's unclear whether that investigation continues, but my guess is it would. If you've got 40,000 emails, text messages, images, and the like, and you've got $30 million leaving Ukraine here and $3.5 million leaving Russia there and so on and so forth, then a money laundering investigation would take months, if not years, to complete. Multiple law enforcement officials, as well as two separate government officials, confirmed the authenticity of the material and the documents, which were signed, by the way, by FBI Special Agent Joshua Wilson. His name, curious again. Joshua Wilson tends to specialize on child pornography cases. That's the understanding that we have through the media. One of the documents obtained by Fox was designated as an FBI receipt for property. It details the Bureau's interactions with John Paul Mac Isaac. John Paul Mac Isaac is the owner of the Mac Shop where this computer was left in early 2019. And who reported its contents to authorities. It has an ID in the case section. And according to multiple officials, the FBI's website 272, as listed on the case, is the Bureau's classification for money laundering, while 272D refers to money laundering, an unknown specified unlawful activity. White-collar crime, that's what we're talking about. And it indicates it was opened in the Baltimore field office. And the subpoena was carried out in Wilmington, Delaware, which falls under the jurisdiction of the Baltimore FBI field office. There's a lot to dig through here. And the FBI cannot open a case without predication. We know that. The FBI cannot open a case without predication, so they believe there was predication for criminal activity. And that means there was sufficient evidence to believe there was criminal conduct. We have only 12 days until the election on November 3rd. Upwards of 40 million Americans have already cast votes. The majority of those voting early have voted for Democrats, including Joe Biden. He already has a lead right now, a head start, if you will. If you believe that Joe Biden was acting improperly, illegally, if you believe this laptop is real, and there's no reason to believe it's not, there's not been one denial yet from the Biden camp that the contents are not genuine and factual, then you have no choice than to consider that when you cast your ballot. You have no choice but to consider the contents of this laptop when you cast your ballot because it includes conversations about the big guy, who we know is Joe Biden. It also refers to Dad in notes from Hunter Biden talking about how the money and the proceeds get divided when he gets his lucrative contract deals. This is serious business 12 days out from an election. This is serious business if the FBI under Christopher Wray has ignored it in some way, has turned a blind eye to this laptop. If that turns out to be true, it will make Jim Comey look like the world's tallest Boy Scout. Another document obtained by Fox was a subpoena sent to Isaac to testify before the U.S. District Court in Delaware on December the 9th, 2019. It shows what appears to be serial numbers for a laptop and the hard drive taken into possession. And based on the date of the subpoena, it would have to be opened prior to Isaac's subpoena. If a criminal case was open and subpoenas were issued, that means there is a high likelihood that both the laptop and hard drive contain fruits of criminal activity. That's a quote from several agents on the inside and verified by one. The FBI has declined to confirm or deny the existence of any investigation into the laptop or the emails, as would be standard practice. The Biden campaign pushed back on claims leveled against Hunter Biden, including those first reported by the New York Post. The New York Post revealed that Rudy Giuliani provided them with emails belonging to Hunter Biden. At least that's the allegation. The Attorney General of Delaware's office indicated that the FBI has ongoing investigations regarding the veracity of the entire story. That according to Biden spokespeople. But nobody yet has said that the laptop is not credible, not genuine, not authentic. You know why? Because it is genuine and real and authentic. Otherwise, it would be the most concocted conspiracy in modern times. That somehow a guy looking like Hunter Biden and magically with Hunter Biden's pictures, sexually explicit photographs and videos, would drop off a laptop in Delaware near his father's home for repair from water damage and somehow forgot it. Hunter Biden, with a propensity for drug and alcohol abuse, could easily forget where the laptop is or when it got dropped off or what was on it. Hell, with $300 million coming in every now and then, just buy another one. Who cares? It's the real deal, folks. The only question is, are you going to be told the truth before we get to Election Day? That really is the only outstanding question here today. Will you be told the truth before Election Day by anybody in the elite media, the mainstream media? Or will it just be folks like me crying in the wilderness saying, listen, these are corrupt individuals, just as corrupt as Hillary Clinton, just as corrupt as what we've heard from other people involved in trying to bring down this president, just as corrupt as anyone you've ever heard of. That's what you're dealing with, the Biden crime family incorporated. That's why Peter Schweitzer said there's more to come, but will it come in time? Steve Bannon says there's more. Rudy Giuliani says there's more. But you'd need a whole team of people to sort through all of this with 12 days to go. You'd have to have a world where Twitter and Facebook don't play defense for one team while attacking the other. You'd have to live in a world where censorship is frowned upon and transparency is embraced, but that's not what we have here at all. We have the elite media, social media, big tech, all defending one guy over the other. Now, why is that? Is it because Donald Trump's incompetent? No. It's because Donald Trump upsets the apple cart and he spilled the gravy train. And they don't like it. And they've been having a fit ever since he was elected back on the 8th of November, 2016. We'll see where it goes over the next few days and keep an eye on tonight's debate. But make no mistake, that laptop is real. Otherwise, they would have been denying it from day one. Quick break. You're here on the Steve Gruber Show in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter, and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change? Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.